As spring is finally here, there's a program called Spring Awakening. This is being presented by Baltimore Music Hall on Sunday, April the 9th at 6:30 p.m. It's always a pleasure to welcome their founder, executive director, and soprano, Thea Talman-Moore. Thanks so much for coming in again. Lovely to see you.
Nice to see you too.
So spring and a program I'm just discovering that involves a lot of women one way or another. Let's start with the Fanny Hensel.
Sure. So, of course, you know that Fanny was Felix Mendelssohn's older sister, and she herself was an accomplished pianist and composer. But as their father said, Fanny, it will probably be Felix's profession, but for you, it will just be an ornament. So, unfortunately, she wasn't encouraged as much as she should have been, but she still managed to produce 460 pieces of music or more. And I'll be singing one of her beautiful songs called Verlust. We also have Alan Mandel, who's a contemporary composer who's living in New York City. And she has set a wonderful poem by E.E. Cummings called When Faces Called Flowers.
And also work that is inspired by Emily Dickinson, right?
That's right. Another soprano, Catherine Boyce, will be singing excerpts from the 12 poems of Emily Dickinson by Copland.
And coming back then to female composers, Cécile Chaminade is really a fascinating woman and really not as well known as she should be. What is her vocal writing
like? It's true. It's very tuneful. She was writing about the same time as Gabriel Fauré in France in the late 19th century, and it's very accessible. And for some reason, she sort of fell into obscurity in the second half of the 20th century. But we're happy to be able to revive some of her songs. And she had a pretty impressive output as well.
So speaking of Fauré, what do you have of his?
We have excerpts from La Bonne Chanson, which was originally scored for piano and voice, but will be performed by baritone Rob McGinnis and a wonderful quintet, including Ju Young Lee, our pianist, and four string players.
Now, this is not typical. Often you are just with a piano accompaniment, right?
That's
so
true.
Tell me about the addition of the quartet.
You know, I really love including instrumentalists. And as we grow as a company, we're able to incorporate more musicians. And so Rob had come to me and said he was interested in doing the Fauré and also Samuel Barber's Dover Beach. And I said, well, we need to get a string quartet then. And so we have managed to put that together. We are so excited.
It's a really wonderfully varied program. A little bit of Brahms thrown in as well. And Fanny Hensel's brother, Felix Mendelssohn, let's put it that way around for a change. A little bit of Richard Strauss, Schumann, Schubert. And tell me about the grand finale.
Of course, it's a beautiful set of Rachmaninoff. We finish with Spring Waters, which will be sung by Catherine Boyce. But one of my favorite things about this program is that it features such different composers and poets writing in all different musical styles, literary styles, but they have all been inspired by the power of nature and the beauty of spring. And I think it's such a nice reminder that we are all connected by these timeless universal themes, the renewal of spring.
So this is a program called Spring Awakening being presented by Baltimore Music Hall on Sunday, April the 9th at 6:30 p.m. The venue is in Roland Park, First Christian Church. More information is on the web at baltimoremusichall.org. Always a pleasure to speak to their founder, executive director, and soprano, Thea Talman-Moore. Happy spring.
Thank you.